Our special guest this morning is pianist Philippe Bianconi. He'll be appearing with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra this Sunday for a performance of Schumann's Piano Concerto, a special Mother's Day concert, which will also include the music of Wagner, Brahms, and Mozart. Good morning, Philippe.
Good morning.
Now, you've been described by more than one critic as the finest French pianist in the world today. Now,
oh, my.
You have, and I know you've studied with Gabi Kasatsu, among others. Is there a French school, a typically French way of playing the keyboard?
I think there was, certainly. You know, the French school was made of elegance, clarity, emphasis on the beauty of the sound. Nowadays, there is sort of a globalization, you know, of piano playing. So it's an interesting question whether or not, you know, French school and Russian school and German school, is it still relevant nowadays? I'm not so sure, but I did study with Gabi Kasatsu, who was really, really, you know, a big... a great example for this piano playing, and she did give me these values, you know, of elegance and clarity. Now, sometimes French piano playing could also be considered a little bit dry. Some people thought that, you know, French pianists played just with the tip of their fingers, very clear. But not very much into the keyboard. They were not too concerned about really trying to find the sound in depth in the keyboard.
Poulenc said the secret was the pedal, the use of the pedal. He said you can never use too much pedal.
Well, yeah, too much. You can certainly never use too much pedal. Although the pedaling is very subtle thing. It's very difficult. Using too much pedal certainly doesn't mean that you put your foot on the pedal and keep it there, you know. It's actually your foot is very, very active all the time.
Right.
Gabi Kasatsu, you know, insisted very, very much on pedaling. I mean, we spent hours, I remember spending hours with her about pedaling. And she had that clarity of playing, but she also had, you know, that depth and that intensity of intensity for conveying the emotions and the passion of the music, which sometimes you don't relate to French piano playing. So it's interesting.
I really like the way you play the Rachmaninoff, a combination of delicacy and power, and it was remarkable.
Many
musicians are not physical giants. Some are rather small in stature. How do you manage to get such a sound out of that piano?
I'm not a giant at all. But, you know, it's... I think it comes from your inner energy. You know, it's something that comes from inside and that you convey with all your body weight. I use a lot. I use my back. Mm. I use my shoulders when I play this kind of repertoire, you know, the Rachmaninoff, because I need all of that in order to... bring out a big sound out of the piano. And at the same time, I always try to be very relaxed with my arms, because trying to get a big sound, you know, is dangerous. Sometimes you end up having a very harsh sound, which is not nice. I like a big, powerful sound, but when it's a singing sound, not harsh.
Now, Schumann, you'll be playing the Schumann Piano Concerto. They say Schumann was actually a fairly large influence on French composers. Do you find French composers Schumannesque?
Well,
I say Fauré.
Fauré, certainly.
Yeah.
I think Chopin and Schumann had a big influence on Fauré. Otherwise, I'm not so sure. I think the Schumann psyche is somewhat remote from, you know, the psyche of most of those French composers. On the other hand, Schumann through the ages has found wonderful interpreters in France. A lot of great French pianists have been wonderful interpreters of Schumann, beginning with Cortot, of course. But we also have Yves Nat. There is a special relationship between Schumann and a lot of French pianists. And even nowadays, in the younger generation, there are a lot of people in France who play a lot of Schumann and have a particular feel for it. I don't know. It's maybe the fascination for this typically German, you know, psychology. And it's different, of course, from the, you know, the Wagner school or more powerful school. It's more intimate. And probably that speaks to the French spirit, you know.
So that's what makes Schumann different from, say, Mozart or Beethoven. It's the intimacy that he brought to the medium.
Yeah, there is something very specific about Schumann. They can be great intimacy in Mozart's music or even Beethoven, you know, in some of the slow movements. But Schumann is different. It's sometimes... it's very interesting because you feel like there is a very special relationship. When you play Schumann, there is a very special relationship between him and you and the performer. Sometimes excludes the listener. It's very strange. It's like it's just between Schumann and me as a performer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very strange combination. And sometimes I have talked to a lot of people who are great music lovers and they listen to a lot of music and they still have difficulties, you know, finding the depth of Schumann's music because it remains a little bit remote, you know, it remains between the performer and the composer. So whenever I play Schumann, I really, really try to bring out and to communicate to the audience all the emotions that I feel inside, because I don't want them to be left behind. You know, I want the audience to participate in the emotion that I feel with this music.
Let's hear the opening of the opening movement of the Schumann Piano Concerto. tempted to let that go for the next 10 minutes or so, mm-hmm. but you're right. It's a very personal kind of music making that that concerto calls for. A musician has to make that connection, which you have no trouble doing.
Well, I hope. Yeah, I really try to. I love this concerto and a lot of Schumann music. And I, as I said, you know, I try to convey all this emotion that's in it.
We're speaking with pianist Philippe Bianconi. He's in Honolulu to perform with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra at the Blaisdell this Sunday, a special Mother's Day concert. He'll be performing the Schumann Piano Concerto. Now, you've played with many of the world's great conductors, and this Sunday you'll be performing with Naoto Otomo for the first time. That has to be kind of an adventure.
It's always an adventure. I'm looking forward to it because, yes, we've never worked together before. So, and I'm sure it will be wonderful. And you know, it's always a new experience. We work together. We compare, you know, our visions of the piece, and we create something new. It's every time with a new conductor, it's something new, and it's that what makes it so interesting. You know, so
what's your
thrilling.
Definition of a good conductor?
Oh wow, that's a big question. You know, certainly, first of all, a good musician and someone who can have the ability to transmit to the musicians his vision of the piece and make it alive. And then, you know, for a soloist to play with a conductor is always an interesting experience. To me, playing a concerto is a little bit like making chamber music on a bigger scale, because I play with a group of instruments. It's a bigger group, much bigger group than a chamber group, but it's a group of instrumentalists. And the conductor is there to make the link, you know, between the soloist and this group, and we all work together. So that's how I envision, you know, the playing a concerto. It's just working all together, the musicians, the conductor, and the soloist.
And so, Philippe, where do you go from here after Sunday's performance?
I'm going to California, and next week I will be playing with the Monterey Symphony in Carmel. I have two performances with a very interesting program. I'm doing Liszt's second piano concerto in A major and the De Falla Nights in the Gardens of Spain, which I love. It's a wonderful piece. It's more an orchestral piece with principal piano than really a concerto, but it's a nice, really nice combination. Mm-hmm. And after that, I'm going back to France, and I have a lot of recitals and chamber music coming up in the summer, and a lot of chamber music festivals.
And you still teach. You still teach as director of the American Conservatory in the Palais de Fontainebleau.
That's right. I have been teaching there at the American Conservatory since 1994, and for 4 years, 2013 until last summer, I was the director, and I had a 4-year term, and I decided to, you know, give it up because I didn't have enough time for, you know, all the responsibilities that it takes and everything. But I'm still associated with it, and I will still go and teach.
But you had to get back to the music.
That's right. That's right.
Philippe, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we definitely look forward to the performance this Sunday at the Blaisdell. Philippe Bianconi will be playing the Schumann Piano Concerto, also on the program Brahms's Variations on a Theme of Haydn and the Overture to Die Meistersinger by Richard Wagner. Should be quite a concert. Philippe, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.